summary of the third sikha of Parshas Vayera in volume 20 of the Kutta Sikhas. The whole entire sikha is all about the subject of Mesiras Nefesh, of self-sacrifice, and what's so unique about the story of the Akedah with Avram bringing up Yitzchak onto the Akedah, that we read it not just in Parshas Vayera, but we read it every single day in our davening, in the mornings. So before we go into the sikha, I think it's worthwhile to stress two things about Mesiras Nefesh. First of all, in this Farbrengen, the Rebbe mentioned the story of this Mesiras Nefesh, of Dvar Aleya, of the Alter Rebbe's daughter. And out from there, from her, came the Tzemach Tzedek. And from seeing the greatness of her self-sacrifice, look at the reward and the tremendous gain that Klal Yisrael got. And you only notice on the self-sacrifice level later of how great this woman did. Another thing is, in 1972, by a Farbrengen on the second day of Shavuos, the Rebbe said that he's going to auction off Mashke for L'chaim. And he said, whoever sat the most years, that's hearing people in the shul, sat the most years, will get to say a L'chaim. And one person picked up their hand and said that they sat in jail for 11 years. Two people picked up their hand, they sat in jail for 10 years. Another person picked up his hand that he sat in jail for 5 years. The unbelievable Mesiras Nefesh of these Jews, most of them coming out of Russia, with this sacrifice sitting for so many years because of spreading Yiddishkeit, and they ended up giving everybody a L'chaim. So now on the subject of Mesiras Nefesh. In Parshas Vayera, it says that there was 10 tests. With the Pirkei Avos says that there were 10 tests that Avram went through. And Asar Nisyonis Nisnasa Avram Avinu. The Gemara says that the 10th test was this one here with the Akedah. Hashem said, Kach no es bincha, Bakasha, please take your son and bring him up. And the Gemara says that Hashem says that if you will pass this test, it's important to pass this test so that people won't say that all the other tests that you did were nothing. Says the Rebbe. Why would we say such a thing? Just because you don't pass this test. If you wouldn't have passed this test of bringing your son on the altar, all the other ones would be nothing. Maybe this one you couldn't stand by, but the other ones would still be counted as tests that you passed. So to understand this, we go through a couple of thoughts and then we come to the final conclusion and what the uniqueness is of Mesiras Nefesh of Avram was, and what, and with that we get to understand the uniqueness of Mesiras Nefesh of a Jew over any other self-sacrifice of anybody else in any other nation of Goyim, what they could do, even God forbid today. The general idea of the Akedah, and it's for this reason that we mention every single day. Why do we mention every single day? The question is obvious. Seemingly there was other great Hasidim, Kedeshim, that gave up their lives to Kedusha Hashem Yisbarach for God's name, like Rabbi Akiva and his peers, and every generation. And by Avram, it says Hashem spoke to him. So big deal, Hashem spoke to you and told you to do this. But the other Kedeshim, Hashem didn't speak to them to do it. So why is this story so great? And we can't say that it's so great because he was willing to give up sacrifice his own son, because we find many people that gave up their own son for Kiddush Hashem. We find that many generations later, even the great famous test that Chana had with her 7 kids that are mentioned in the Gemara and Gittin, mentions the story that she gave up all her 7 kids, and then she said that to you, Hashem, Avram only made 1 altar, and I brought up 7 on the 7 altars. And we find other people in the times of Shmad, when people had to convert out of to other religions, Rahman al-Itzlan, that people not just sacrifice themselves, but also their children. So we can't say that that could be the reason that why his case was unique, because he's willing to give up his child. In the Sefer Ikrim, he explains there that the Chiddush of the Akedas Yitzchak was that he technically could have got away without doing it. And nevertheless, he went on Mesiras Nefesh anyways. Why? What could have he said? He could have said, you, Hashem, told me just before that out of my son is going to come a whole generation and can be Yitzchak as Yikar HaChazer. It's all going to be out of Yitzchak. So he did it, and he could have said that excuse. Therefore, I shouldn't sacrifice my son. But he subdued his mercy, and he didn't think about Hashem, his own emotions at all. And he said, no, I'm going to do this because you asked me to do this. As the Ran actually puts it, Hashem said, kach no. He asked him to do it. He didn't command him to do it. So there was for sure no force for him to do it. However, he says, the Kedoshim, when they did it because there was a tzivoy. There was a commandment in the Torah, v'nik dashti b'teich b'nei Yisrael. And that's why they did it. So we can maybe say that that's why Avram is greater, because he didn't have to and he did it anyways. But that's also not a good enough answer to say. Why? Because we could say that in addition to the fact that he could have said this, and Hashem only said it as a request, so it wasn't a force for him to do it, and he did it anyways, if you want to say that. If Hashem would ask you, or ask somebody specifically, even though Hashem didn't tell him to, but Hashem asked him personally to do it. And even by Kedoshim, other generations, when they went on a Mesiras Nefesh and Kiddush Hashem, it wasn't connected necessarily because they were commanded to do it. We have many cases where people had to find a special heter in Halacha to be able to go on a self-sacrifice. And they did it, even though it wasn't from the mitzvahs to kill themselves. If those mitzvahs, it was Yaver V'al Yarei. An example, the Rebbe brings down other sichas of going on a self-sacrifice for chinuch, for Jewish education, like the Rafidic ever did in his Hasidim in Russia, etc. So we can't say that that's the reason he didn't have to, because Hashem spoke to him directly. And other generations didn't have to either, and they also went on a Mesiras Nefesh. So why do we give so much credit to Avram and that story of the Akedah? In Hasidus it says that it's because it's the first, he opened up the path of the concept of Mesiras Nefesh and Kolos Kashrus. But that also is not a good enough reason, says the Rebbe. Because the idea of going on Mesiras Nefesh in reality, B'Payel Mamush, that came through Avram Avinu, through the test of the Akedah, it wasn't the first test of giving up his life. He also went through a test in Ur Kasdim when he gave up his life to spread Yiddishkeit and godliness around the world, and he destroyed other idols. And as the Rambam puts it, that the king tried to kill him and a miracle had to happen. He had to survive the fire. So you can't tell me that it was because he started it. That wasn't the first start. It should have said, make a big deal about Ur Kasdim when he gave up his life for the, not to do idol worship and that nobody else should. And seemingly, the Akedah, the story of Ur Kasdim was even more than the test of the Akedah. Because by the story of Ur Kasdim, there was no conversation with God even about it. It's not even that God asked him to do it. There was no conversation. He did it anyways. So seemingly that should have been greater. So we're back to our original question. Why do we make such a big fuss about the sacrifice of Avram? So with this, the Rebbe gives to understand that the concept of Avram opening up, that's what Chassidus explains, that he opened up the pathway for Mesiras Nefesh. What that is teaching you is, because we are people of a Metzias, we're a Yesh in a Metzias, we're an existence, we're a something. God created, our Creator created this creation, and now for you to become a non-creation, you can't do that yourself. You're like a tied up person that can't untie yourself. A person that's in jail can't go out himself. Somebody else has to let you out. So you need to have a special extra power from somewhere else. That extra power came through the Mesiras Nefesh of Avram. We could really ask that we find the Mesiras Nefesh also by Goyim. Unfortunately, we have this terrible behavior of Goyim that they go and they suicide bombers and other things that they do just to be able to kill a Yid and so on and other terrible things. So how would you explain that difference if we're saying that he began the Mesiras Nefesh? So the explanation is that anybody of the Goyim that go on Mesiras Nefesh, they do it all because they want to gain something. Either they can't stand something, so they can't. It's not worth it for them to live while this situation is there, therefore they're ready to die for it. Or it's because they're trying to get a reward in another world or some kind of gain. Like we have also the concept of natschanus, a person is willing to give up his life, like it's brought down in Basi Lagani, that even a king is willing to give up his life just so his people should win. So sometimes it's because of the natschanus, it's because you need to win. The true and highest level of Mesiras Nefesh, and the real true authenticity of self-sacrifice is that you're ready to give up your life, not because there's a you involved. You do it only because of Hashem. There's nothing to gain in you or yourself about it. As a matter of fact, in the story of the Akedah, there was nobody even around. He did it because Yari Elikimata. Even his other children, Ishmael wasn't there. Nobody was around when he was there to do this. And that just tell, and not just that. Actually, if he would have sacrificed Yitzchak, there wouldn't even been the ability to go spread Yiddishkeit anymore, godliness anymore, because he wouldn't have been there. There wouldn't have been a continuation. And the fact that he did it in Ur Kasdim, we could explain the difference. In Ur Kasdim, he did it because he wanted to spread, it was a him. Avram wanted to spread the godliness around the world. That's why he did it. He was even willing to die for it. Here, it wasn't about because he wanted to spread godliness. It was about because God wanted him to do it. Now, that's why the Gemara says that if you wouldn't have done this, everything else would have been considered nothing. Because we would not know that the depth of why you did everything else was just because of Hashem. Now that you went on a sacrifice just because of Hashem, retroactively, that teaches us that everything else that you did, even in our custom, wasn't just because you it was your satisfaction of understanding. There also, we now understand that you did it just because of Hashem. And this paves the way that everybody is able to do this. And as the Alter Rebbe brings down in Shulchan Aruch, Toiv Leimar B'chol Yom Parshas Akedah, it's good for you to say the Parshas Akedah every single day, and also to be able to subdue your Yetzer Hara, to be able to convince your Yetzer Hara to serve Hashem, because look, Yitzchak, we went on such a sacrifice. Compare the two sacrifices to Yitzhara. You tell Yitzhara to fly a kite. Because your Yitzhara won't understand that you don't have to listen to him. Because imagine you'd be really ready to go on Mr. Nefesh. That's why you eat it every single day. So it helps you and motivates you not to listen to Yitzhara and to be completely devoted to be able to go on a Mr. Nefesh.